Hello, this is Chris Yerkes reading to you from the April 16th edition of the County Chronicle. We'll start with the first page stories. Arcola School Board, TIF update, adding junior high baseball, softball, by Ben Crane. Arcola Superintendent Tom Mulligan addressed the Arcola School Board on Wednesday, providing an update to ongoing TIF, tax increment financing, discussions across multiple taxing bodies. The township is still very much opposed to an extension, he said. Mulligan proposes a joint meeting with all of the taxing bodies and the TIF advisor for a variety of reasons. He believes that there have been too many one-on-one discussions and that there needs to be an open table. Mulligan wants to hear various stakeholders make their case for or against TIF, including housing growth discussion, the city arguing their case along with Libman's, as well as Green Mill Village developers. If it goes nowhere, it goes nowhere, but at least we'll know, said Mulligan. Allison Wise, who's a board member and notably also worked for the city, shared her thoughts with the rest of the board. You have the right to get people there. I mean, Deanna Shields and Mark Neck don't make the decisions, she said. Mulligan also provided an update to the parking lot project. He said the discussions with Jim Crane, the engineer on the project, on building a potential canopy above the cafeteria entrance. The board discussed this at length, mentioning multiple potential logistical issues. The matter will be discussed further at a building committee meeting soon. Along with the Tuscola School Board, the Arcola School Board received multiple AI-generated FOII requests, asking for data regarding vendor transactions from a myriad of years. For the first time ever, junior high baseball and softball will be introduced in the district. Mulligan anticipates around $15,000 startup cost along with $10,000 to $12,000 operating cost. The board approved a minimum expenditure of $30,000 with Presence Learning for psychology services. Mulligan said the actual cost of the partnership was $55,000 last year. The board approved a bid for asbestos removal for four classrooms and the district offices for $31,700. Other agenda items that were approved by the board include the district be a part of the Southeast Purchasing Cooperative for cafeteria food, a volleyball fundraiser for the 2025-26 school calendar, and the FY 2024 audit and financial statements. Elementary assistant principal Kyle Shea told the board that the literacy plan for next year will be discussed during the next Teacher Institute Day and that the task, trust appreciation support through kindness, mentor partnership is going very well and that pairs are now meeting outside of school. Junior senior high school principal Nick Lindsay noted that the ACT testing was ongoing, scholarship selections had been made, and that the school will be hosting a sectional this year at Moore Park. Braden Phillips addressed the board for the student report, noting that some seniors were job shadowing the previous Wednesday. Homecoming planning had begun for next year, and that he and two other students attended State Senator Chavin Rose's Youth Advisory Council. After closed session, the board approved Marissa Brewer on a three-year contract as the next elementary school principal, succeeding Amber Behrens. Finally, the board approved the resignation of high school social studies teacher Adam Reel, high school English teacher Kim Snyder, and high school boys assistant basketball coaches Dave Myers and Mike Schaefer. The employment of Justin Glass as volunteer high school baseball coach, Shannon Danielle as preschool teacher, and Robert Beauchamp and Mike Sheffer as co-freshman basketball coaches for the 2024-2025 school year were also approved. Both coaches were approved so they could get paid their split stipend. The next article, Arthur Village Board, Car Burglaries Ongoing County Fair Scheduled, by Ariana Cherry. At the April 7th meeting of the Arthur Village Board, Police Chief Elliot Tinnen warned that recently certain types of cases have become increasingly serious in matters taking place in the village. There still has been trouble with vehicle break-ins as of late. Please lock your vehicles and take your keys out, Tinnen persisted. He explained that there is still ongoing investigation from an event that took place over the previous weekend. We can't watch everyone's vehicle. Don't leave valuables in your car, he urgently expressed. Tinnen also reported there seems to be an increase of drivers driving without insurance. That is something we can't allow. Warnings on and let slide, he explained. Dwayne Gingrich, president of the Moultrie Douglas County Fair, was in attendance to update the board regarding this year's fair. It is scheduled for July 25th through August 2nd. The board moved the dates to accommodate scheduling issues. The Arthur Atwood Lions Club is partnering with the fair to host the local ITPA's truck and tractor pull on Friday, August 1st, and will be using the lagoon area. The request was approved contingent upon providing insurance. Alcohol will be available in the beer barn at the south end of the fairgrounds Friday evening and for the Ty Myers concert on Saturday evening. A special community day is being planned for Saturday, August 2nd, including the return of the baby pageant and kitty tractor pull, as organizers hope to attract families with a range of activities throughout the afternoon. More plans will be announced at a later date. The 4-H livestock shows will be held in the evening this year, and a car show is being planned. Other items discussed and voted upon. Expenditures were approved for $2,704. Water bill adjustment was approved for a resident at 224 South Spruce Street. The resident experienced a leak in a rarely used restroom, resulting in $400 to $500 water bill. This was the second adjustment within 12 months for the resident, who had taken proactive steps to address the issue by hiring a local contractor for repairs. The board approved the motion due to the resident's responsible actions. Approved the purchase of 2 Panasonic Toughbooks, 55 laptop computers for police vehicles, totaling $6,800. The purchase aims to replace outdated computers and maintain uniformity within the police department's technology. They discussed a proposal from Hirschberger Concrete for alley pavement replacement in the 100 block from East Illinois Street to East Park Street. The project, estimated about $32,000 for labor, has been under consideration for 3 to 4 years and will address the deteriorating alley conditions. Transfer was approved for a 2020 Ford F-150 crew cab pickup truck from the Public Works Department to the Arthur Police Department for $20,000. Townwide cleanup day has been set for September 13th. American Tower LLC proposed purchasing a perpetual easement for a cell tower currently on village land. Village had been leasing the land in 5-year increments, with the current lease ending in 2030. The company offered $185,000 for the easement. The board countered with a proposed price between $200,000 and $225,000 and authorized the mayor to negotiate the final terms. They approved Ordinance 0407A 2025, which establishes an agreement between the village and the Low No. 2 and Bourbon No. 3 drainage district. This agreement will allow for the removal of noxious weeds along the drainage ditch that runs through the village limits. The cost of the project will be shared equally between the three entities. Arthur Wastewater Plant won the Plant of the Year at an annual wastewater plant convention that was recently attended. The Public Works Department will get to hold the trophy for 1 year and then will receive a plaque. The next article, Newman City Council. City approves bid for sidewalks, by Ben Crane. The Newman City Council approved a bid from Three Guys Concrete for labor in the amount of $1,200. The city will be providing the materials and equipment to the company when they redo the sidewalks near the funeral home. The budget has not yet been passed after a committee meeting, as the council wants more time to discuss it. The group did go ahead and approve 3.5% salary increase for all 4 city employees as an amendment to the budget. In the Street and Alley report, it was noted that because of the previous sidewalk work, the city had gone $22,000 over budget, where the council approved that amount to be pulled out of the motor fuel budget to cover. In other reports, it was noted that new police squad car had arrived and that some water service lines needed to be replaced and hydrants had been flushed. The council also discussed the water main replacement under Broadway and telephone line issues, neither of which concluded. Representatives from Newman GOAL addressed the council to ask questions about road closures, gymnasium availability, live entertainment, and updates on the Freedom Festival. The council voted to sponsor the festival again and to allow the group to use the city's insurance. The next article, Tuscola City Council, approve electric rate, hire PT police officer, by David Porter. The Tuscola City Council on Monday approved a new 1-year agreement for electrical aggregation. The program gives residents a choice in electric service provider and rates. Drew Howell, city manager, said the last agreement with Homefront was for 3 years. Constellation was the winning bidder for this agreement. Hull said the city's vendor recommended a 1-year agreement due to the possibility that electric rates may go down if the federal government deregulates energy. The new rate is 0.10899 per kilowatt hour from 0.07895 with the last contract. Hull said the city's vendor opined that this is a good rate. Residents do not have to use the city-endorsed option. They can stay with Ameren for electric rates or choose their own provider. He said letters will be going out to residents explaining the program and noted that the Champaign Chronicle had a story about it last week. Mayor Dan Kleiss noted that residents do not need to do anything if they do not want to use the city's program. In other business, the city hired Dustin Lutz as a part-time officer at a rate of $27.04 per hour. Hull said Lutz is already certified and works as an officer in Arthur and Mansfield. The city also approved a list of summer hires, which Hull said is likely to change. Mayor Kleiss also noted that the Women's Club plans to hold a march Saturday for child abuse awareness. They will walk from Irvin Park to Sale Street and back starting at 10 a.m. He noted that he failed to get the item on the city's agenda, so no official action was taken. Following the regular meeting, the council met in closed session to discuss personnel and possible property acquisition, but took no action on those items. Prior to the meeting, a budget meeting was held to review proposed spending for the next fiscal year. A final draft is expected to be voted on April 28th after the budget is made available to the public. In his written report, Hole said the police department renovation should be very near to full completion within the next few weeks. The flooring contractor began work last week. He also said that Badger Meter, which supplies the city's water meter software, has said they have identified and corrected the firmware issue that was causing problems that resulted in estimated water readings. The new program is expected to be installed in the next 2 weeks. The next article, Vibroacoustic Therapy, Echoasis Healing in Tuscola, Combining Frequency, Energy, and Emotional Wellness, by Ben Crane. In a softly lit room filled with subtle vibrations and the hum of ambient frequencies, clients at Echoasis Healing are discovering a new way to relieve anxiety, improve sleep, and reconnect with themselves. Echoasis, a wellness business newly opened in Tuscola by retired pipe fitter Jim Mean, specializes in vibroacoustic therapy, a method of holistically healing that blends sound frequency, vibration, and meditation to help balance both body and mind. But for Means, the path to opening Echoasis wasn't exactly straight. "This was kind of a weird transition," he said. "I come from the piping trades industry. I'm a retired union pipe fitter, but I've read a lot of self-improvement books, spiritual texts, and that slowly got me into the world of quantum healing. That world," Means explained, "is grounded in the idea that all matter, including the human body, is essentially energy held together by frequency. Through vibroacoustic therapy, he seeks to harness those frequencies to affect not only the physical body, but the subconscious mind. When you look at an atom under a microscope, it doesn't behave like we thought it did," he said. "This observation effect, the act of observing it, changes how it behaves. That blew my mind." A strong influence on Means' understanding of the connection between energy, thought, and healing has been Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of Becoming Supernatural and Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Means said these concepts helped him to shift his own thinking from one of anxiety to one of anticipation and eventually pushed him toward entrepreneurship. He also credits personal tragedy with shaping his perspective. His son died by suicide more than a decade ago, a moment that Means said changed everything. "It's hard to remember anything else about someone who, when something like that happens, because that one traumatic event becomes the emotional attachment," Means said. "So I started looking for a way to remember the full person again, the good, the bad, all of it." At Echoasis, clients recline on a sound lounger covered with a weighted blanket, a sash over their eyes, and soft vibrations pulsing through their body. Each session is customized based on the individual's needs, which can range from insomnia and chronic pain to emotional trauma and stress. Means consults a frequency menu to match the right hertz to each person's symptoms or goals. While he avoids making medical claims, Means said the physical effects of vibroacoustic therapy are well documented, improve circulation, lymphatic drainage, lower blood pressure, and even relief from symptoms of COPD and cystic fibrosis when the vibrations help loosen congestion. On the mental and emotional side, the results can be even more profound. Some people come out of it, say they saw colors or they felt like they were floating in water. Others experience something deeply personal, like reconnecting with a loved one they've lost, Means said. It's all subjective. Everyone's experience is different. Clients are asked to fill out an intake form before their session where they note any health issues and areas of concern. Means keeps a detailed log of every session and the frequency used, the client's reported experience, and any reactions afterward. Since opening in early March, he's already completed more than 120 sessions. "Most people are looking for help with sleep, anxiety, or pain," he said, "but ultimately, I think what we're offering is something even more basic, time. A moment to disconnect from the outside world and reconnect with yourself." Means sees vibroacoustic therapy as a catalyst for achieving what he calls mind-body coherence. That harmony, he believes, helps align the body's natural healing abilities and may even prevent more serious health issues tied to chronic stress and trauma. "Animals go into fight or flight when there's a danger, but as soon as the threat's gone, they go right back to grazing," Means said. "Humans, we stay in fight and flight. We hold on to our trauma, our stress. We never come back to the homeostasis. That's what I think this therapy helps with." And while Means remains ungrounded in the science of energy and vibration, he acknowledges there's something spiritual about the experience, too. I've had religious leaders in here who loved it, he said. It doesn't matter what you believe, God, Buddha, the universe, what connects us all is a belief that something is greater, and this in its own way connects us to that. For Means, vibroacoustic therapy is more than just relaxation, it's transformation. Manifestation isn't just about wishing, he said, it's about believing so fully in something that you created. This space, this business, this healing, I manifested this, and I want to help other people realize they can do the same. The last first page article, annual quilt show to be held April 24th to 26th at the Otto Center. A variety of quilts will be displayed at the 34th annual Arthur Amish Country Quilt Show, Thursday through Saturday, April 24th through 26th at the Otto Center, 2056 County Road, 1800 East, just 1/2 mile south of Arthur. The show will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. There's a small admission charge. Entries will be judged on each of the five categories: baby, wall hanging, antique, pieced, pieced machine quilted, and pieced hand quilted, and mixed techniques. Ribbons and gift certificates will be awarded for first, second, and third place in each category, along with the best in show winner receiving a $100 gift certificate. And all are redeemable for merchandise to participating Arthur merchants. Visitors to the show will determine the winner of the People's Choice Award ribbon. Those in attendance will also have the opportunity to enter a raffle drawing to win the queen-size modern chain quilt. The drawing will take place on Saturday afternoon. In addition to the quilts on display, there will be a market vendor area and a lunch stand with sandwiches, desserts, and drinks available. To obtain an entry form, entry rules, vendor space, or additional information, contact Jolene Stutzman, committee chairperson, at 217-543-2287. For over three decades, attendees have come from all over the state and even from international visitors each spring to the annual show and auction to see some of the finest crafted quilts you'll find anywhere. It attracts entries from all over Illinois, including many Amish crafted quilts. We'll move now to the obituaries. Scotty Myron Schonkweiler, 66 of Arcola, passed away at 3:12 p.m. on Monday, April 7, 2025 at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral services were held Friday, April 11th at the First Christian Church, Arcola. The Reverend Brent Budd officiated. Burial followed in the Arcola Cemetery. Visitation was held Thursday, April 10th at the church. The Edwards Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. Bobby Jean Clark, 91 of Arcola, passed away at 2:20 p.m. on Sunday, April 6, 2025 at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Mattoon. He was surrounded by family. Memorial service was held Saturday, April 12th at the Arcola First Christian Church. The Reverend Ken Bunker officiated. Burial with military rites conducted by the Arcola Honor Guard followed in the Arcola Cemetery. Visitation was held prior to the servants. The Edwards Funeral Home assisted with the arrangements. 42nd Decatur Quilt Show coming May 2nd and 3rd. The Decatur Quilters Guild will hold their 42nd annual Quilt Fest Friday and Saturday, May 2nd and 3rd at the Decatur Civic Center, Gary Anderson Plaza, Decatur, Illinois. The Decatur Civic Center is co-sponsor of the event. The Quilt Fest, Color Them Heroes, is a judged show, and quilt registrations are being accepted now. The registration forms are available for printing on the website at www.decaturquiltersguild.com. Submissions are not limited, and all quilt makers are welcome. There is a fee for non-member quilts. Vendor space is still available, but not limited to quilting and fabric-related items. Call 217-454-4159 for information. The Quilt Fest will feature guest lecturer Sandra Miller of Shannon Brinkley Workshop, who will talk both days on color theory. This program is partially sponsored by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and in the Illinois Arts Council Agency and the Decatur Area Arts Council. AQS quilt appraiser Allison Rainroth will be with us both days for quilt appraisals. Walk-ins are welcome. There is a cost for appraisals. A silent auction offering quilts and quality hand-sewn projects will be held with proceeds to the Decatur Area Critical Incident Stress Management Team. They're a local volunteer organization that offers counseling to first responders. Raffle tickers for the 2025 Raffle Quilt Color Them Heroes will be available at the show or from any member with a drawing for the quilt at 2:45 p.m. on Saturday. The quilt is designed to honor all military and service organizations. Proceeds from the raffle ticket will be used to further the outreach program that supplies quilts to Veterans Hospital, CASA, and Linus Project. The Decatur Quilters Guild is a not-for-profit organization for quilters with a mission to preserve, educate, promote, and share in the art of quilting. Quilt Fest show hours are Friday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is an admission price. Special pricing is available for children, two-day passes in large groups. Food services will be available for purchase at the CC Gallery concession area in the outer lobby for attendees both days. Parking is free in the Civic Center parking lot. For additional information, please contact Mary Traxler, mdtraxler@hotmail.com. Arthur Library hosts presentation about food facts. On April 5th, Becca Dickens, co-owner of Regenerative Life Farm, came to speak at the Arcola Library about local food and sustainability. Becca, who is also a nutritional therapy practitioner, has a devotion to food as medicine. She talked about how plants communicate with one another under duress to help save the other plants. She also talked about good soil versus bad soil. Did you know your soil is bad if you can see dandelions growing in your backyard? Your yard is lacking calcium, and the dandelion will put calcium back into the soil. Bugs will go to the sickest plants in the garden. Don't use anything with sides in it. No pesticides, no herbicides. Illinois has the best soil, most of which is right here in Moultrie and Douglas counties. You should eat foods that have five or less ingredients, and you should be able to know what they are and be able to pronounce those ingredients for it to be considered whole foods. If sugar is the first ingredient, then maybe you should pass on that item. Make friends with a farmer so you know about where your food is coming from and how it was grown. You may visit her farm in Findlay beginning May 1st. It'll be open Thursdays through Mondays. Go to the Arthur Public Library page on Facebook and like and follow notifications of upcoming events. Ag in the Classroom presents program about cotton. Ag in the Classroom lessons taught about cotton. While cotton is grown in warmer regions than Illinois, it holds a valuable place in American agriculture. The United States is the world's third largest cotton producer, and the U.S. cotton industry accounts for more than $21 billion in products and services annually. 17 states make up the cotton belt of our country. Texas, Georgia, Arkansas, and Mississippi are the top producers. Cotton is planted from March to May. 2 months after planting, flowering buds appear on the cotton plants. These buds will open in about 3 weeks. The flower petals change from cream to yellow, pink, and dark red. After 3 days, they fall off, leaving green pods, which are called cotton bolls. Inside the bowl, moist fibers grow and expand under the warm sun. The bowl splits apart and fluffy cotton spills out. Cotton pickers, which look like combine, remove the cotton from the plant. Cotton is transported to gins, where the seeds are separated from the fluffy cotton. Cotton is cleaned and formed into strands that are woven into cloth. The cloth will become our jeans, sheets, towels, socks, and t-shirts. Cotton fibers are also used in our currency to make the paper stronger. Cotton seeds are pressed to remove oil, which is used in margarine, salad oil, soups, and cosmetics. The rest of the cotton seed is used in livestock feed or fertilizer. Students made posters of cotton products, answered questions and puzzles to open up an escape box, and tried their hand at marketing grain. Ag in the Classroom strives to educate students about a variety of farming topics. Douglas County Ag in the Classroom is supported by the Douglas County Farm Bureau, Douglas County Farm Service Agency, and Illinois Ag in the Classroom. The next article, DAR chapter gets grant to purchase solar flagpole near Newman. The Chapter Historic Preservation Committee of Bev McGee and Martha Burris announced that a special grant from the Illinois DAR State Regions Project will be awarded to our chapter to support the funding of a solar-lighted flagpole for Fairfield Church north of Newman. These grants have been offered by the Illinois State Regent, Christina Bannon, for new DAR projects to promote cooperation and joint participation by the DAR chapter and the community in which it lives. The American History Chairman, Julie Lieb, announced that the chapter will once again be presenting the Stephen A. Douglas Chapter 8th Grade History Award during each Douglas County School's 8th grade promotion exercises in May. Chapter officers for the 2025-27 term were elected Bev McGee, Chapter Regent, Jane Faust, Vice Regent, Karen Burns, Chaplain, Recording Secretary, Judy Landeck, Corresponding Secretary, Jennifer Appleby, Treasurer, Nancy Williams-Knight, Registrar, Jackie Jones, Parliamentarian, Martha Burris. They will take office during the June 4th meeting. Arthur's Legacy of Love Benefit held April 11th by Marty Yackel. As in last year's event, the Arthur Legacy of Love Foundation benefit and auction held last Friday night, April 11th, at Auto Center was a huge success. A large crowd enjoyed a delicious meal of barbecued grilled chicken, cheesy potatoes, green beans, slaw, homemade bread, and ice cream before the auction began. The Living Word Fellowship Group helped serve the dinner. Among the auction items and the bids they brought were a six-piece bedroom suite for $5,500, a three-piece poly furniture set for $500, a Blackstone grill for $400, dinner for six people at Yoder Kitchen with Chris and Mary Miller for $1,200. In the popular pie auction, a strawberry pie brought $700 and a pecan pie brought $1,200, to name a couple of the several sold. Certificates were also sold that included a tour of Master Brand, the Great Pumpkin Patch, Das Holz House, ride in the Arthur Fire Truck for this year's Freedom Celebration Parade for one adult and one child, lunch and conversation with Jerry Winter, to name a few. Many, many items were available in the silent auction as well. Gross benefits are estimated to be at $69,000 at this time. Hopes are high that the CILA, Community Integrated Living Arrangement House, at the corner of 2nd and Beach, will be open very soon, and ground has been broken on the Meadowview subdivision at the north end of Arthur for a second home. If you'd like to contribute, donations can be deposited directly to the ALOL Foundation's account at the State Bank of Arthur, or by mailing a check to Post Office Box 222, Arthur, Illinois, 61911. Board member Dave Allen stated that we're very pleased with the turnout and feel very blessed. Foundation board members are Joe and Martha Yoder, Bruce and Kathy Oye, Omar and Nancy Miller, Joe and Rosanna Mast, Duane and Irene Kunz, Melvin and Clara Helmuth, Lloyd and Judy Gingrich, Howard and Judy Diner, Dave and Kathy Allen. Thanks to David Allen and Stephanie Weirman for additional information and pictures. And we have time for some briefs. Drugs and Sharps Drive Up Collection. On Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at North Ward Elementary School in Tuscola, you can drive up and safely dispose of expired prescription and over-the-counter drugs and sharps. No liquids accepted. Event hosted by the Tuscola Kiwanis Club. Music Fest. The East Central Illinois Christian School Spring Music Fundraising Festival is 3 to 7 p.m. Saturday, April 26th at Newman City Park. Rod Bisbee will be grilling brats, hot dogs, and hamburgers. Hooves of Hope will play from 3 to 5 p.m. Macville will perform from 5 to 7 p.m. There'll be bouncy houses, silent auction, kids' game, free with donation, bring your lawn chairs. Easter performance. The senior choir will present Handel's Messiah on Easter Sunday, April 20th at 9 a.m. at the Arcola United Methodist Church. All are welcome. Birthday open house. Norma Brust is turning 80. Join for an open house at her residence in Lovington on Saturday, April 19th. No gifts, please. Any questions can be directed to 217-873-4740. Arthur Senior Luncheon. The Senior Citizens Luncheon for April will be held on Monday, April 21st at the Community Building, 120 East Progress Street in Arthur. Serving begins at 11:30 a.m. Please bring a covered dish. Meat and drinks will be furnished. Everyone is welcome. Tuscola FFA Plant Sale. The Tuscola FFA will be hosting a plant sale at the Tuscola High School Greenhouse on the following dates. April 28th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. April 30th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. May 3rd, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. May 5th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. May 7th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. May 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Arthur events. April 18th, Good Friday. All Amish businesses are closed. April 18th, Good Friday service at Arthur United Methodist Church. April 16th, Easter egg hunt at ALAH High School. April 19th, Third Saturday Bazaar at Auto Center. April 19th, antique auction at Tri-County Auction Facility. April 20th, Easter Sunday, Community Sunrise service at First Apostolic Church. April 21st, Senior Luncheon at Arthur Community Building. April 24th through 26th, the Arthur Quilt Show at the Auto Center. April 26th, Sheep to Clothing to Quilts at Illinois Amish Heritage Center. Tuscola events. April 17th, Basket Weaving at the Vault Art Gallery, 2 to 4 p.m. Call 217-722-2187 for information and to sign up. April 25th through 26th, Springwide Garage Sales. May 15th, Coffee and Conversation, hosted by the Tuscola Chamber of Commerce, 7 to 9 a.m. at Hometown Grounds, 123 West Sales Street, RSVE to smcman@tuscola.org. May 30th, Outdoor Movie Night. Arthur Quilt Show accepting entries. The Arthur Quilt Show Committee is accepting entries for the 34th Annual Quilt Show to be held April 24th, 26th at the Auto Center. That is all the time we have this week. This is Chris Yerke saying goodbye and see you again next week.